We are in Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel. We're up to Sif Vav, and that's what we'll be doing. Now, back in Sif Hei, we learned two halachas with regard to Zimun. The first halacha was, if you have three people, each of whom came from a chabura of three, where they started eating together, and two of the people finished eating early and wanted to leave. So the third person in each of those chaburas answered to their Zimun and continued eating. Then these three leftovers got together, and they continued eating. The halacha there was that they could not make a zimun, because they were yotzei zimun in this suda already by answering to the other two. So we have three people that even ate together. They wouldn't have a chi of zimun if in that suda itself they've already answered. The second case was that each of these three did not answer. Each of these three came from a chabura that was chayiv in zimun, but never made a zimun. Now they get together. Here the halacha is, since each of the three is chayiv and zimun, the three of them can make a zimun even if they didn't eat together. We don't need a new chi of zimun. They can fulfill their old chi of zimun simply by having three people that are already chayiv and zimun doing a zimun now. Now we have another case, sivvav. Sholesh chaburis shoyu b'chol achas arbo. We have three chaburis. Each one had four people. Upirish echad nikol chabura. Of the three chaburis, the fourth man in each left. Then it's starful lechabura acheris. And then they got together, and you have three people, each of whom came from a chabura of four. That was chayiv and zimun. Vezimnu hagimel haneshorim. And then the other three leftovers in each of the three chaburis made a zimun. Porach zimun minayim. The chi of zimun flies away from these three. Kevan shechavreim zimnu. Since their friends, the ones that they left over, made a zimun. Vuadinim lo ayu b'chol chabur ela gimel. Similarly, if we have three chaburis of three, v'holach echad mikol chabura kodim zimun, and one of each of those three left before zimun, v'nischabru elu hagimel, and these three got together, and in the interim, uva echol l'chol chabura, each of the chaburas, another person came to v'nisaref in beza rishon and v'zimnu yachat, and they ended up making a zimun. We had three chaburas of three, one left each of them, a newcomer came to each of the three and they benched. These three could not bench together. Why is that? Porach zimun me'elu agimel. Kivin shekvar zimnu chaburosam af al pishol zimnu imohem. The halachi is that they lose their chi of zimun because their chaburas made a zimun. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the halacha here is different from the halachas that we learned in Sif Hei. Let's put the three halachas together and see how they work. The first halacha in Sif Hei was that if you have three people, each of whom already answered to a zimun, they cannot make a zimun even if they now eat together. It's the same suda. There's no two chiyuvim of zimun in the same suda. The second case is each of the three came from a group of three that was already chayiv in zimun, and no one made zimun. So there the halachi is, if these three get together, they don't even have to eat together. They can make a zimun in order to carry out each one of them's personal chi of zimun from the previous chabura. Three people, each had a chi of zimun from a previous chabura that never made zimun. They have a chi of zimun even if they don't eat together. Our case is, three people came from three chaburas. Each of them came from a chabur that had a chi of zimun. And the chabura was makayim their zimun, but each of these three wasn't there to answer. So this is an interesting case. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah explains, they lost their initial chi of zimun. The machayev of zimun that came from their originally getting together with their own chaburis, that was lost because their chaburis ended up benching bezimun. But they weren't machayev zimun. These individuals were not machayev zimun. They lost it. What if they will now eat together? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's clear they can make a zimun. In a case where they already answered, they were machayev zimun. You can't be machayev zimun twice in one suda. Whereas in a case where they personally were not Makayim Zimun, it's only that their own Chaburis already had Zimun. All that says is that the initial Machayev that came from their old Chaburis, that can no longer be Machayev. But if they have a new Machayev, they can make a Zimun. So once again, three people that came from three chaburis, each of them already had a chi of zimun. If the chaburis didn't bench together, the three will have to make a zimun even if they don't eat together. Whereas if the three chaburis already did have a zimun, then the three of them cannot go make a zimun if they just get together. But if they eat with them, in other words, if the three eat together, they will have a chi of zimun. Whereas if the three already answered to zimun, then even if they eat together, they would not have a second zimun. Rabbi Akiva Eger, as brought in the Bir Halacha, says that if the three get together before their initial chabur is benched, then the halacha is that they have a chi of zimun, even though their own chaburis will later bench. So that if the three got together, even though they didn't eat together, but the three got together, there is now a chi of zimun on them, since each of the three had a chi of zimun, and now they're three. And if the chaburis later are makayim zimun, that would not free them from a mitzvah zimun themselves. Says the Ramah now, Hagah, Sholosh chaburis sha'achlu v'chol chaburah gimel b'nei adam. Three chaburis that eat together, and each one has three. Asur l'chol echad lipard mikol chabur l'zamin b'yachad. It is asur for one of each of those three to leave, and then they get together and form a new chabura. Why is that? Because then the leftover ones will not be able to make a zimun. Avlem hoya b'chol chabur dalit. But if you have three chaburas of four, mutar lipard echad mikol chabur l'zamin b'yachad. Each of those four, any one of those four couldn't leave, but he could leave to join a chabura of three. And then the remaining ones will make their own zimun. Meaning, whenever you leave a chabura, you can only do so if you are not ruining their zimun, and you will find a way to be makayim your own zimun. So if three fours, if you have three individuals who came from chaburas of four, the fourth man can leave from each one to make another set of zimun. But let's say you have three threes, they couldn't because then they're ruining the chabura. Let us say we have a case of two fours and one three, the two fours couldn't leave because they're ruining their own zimun. So it would have to be dafka when they're joining together with another zimun.